enough of that shit.
Good evening. It's 6:32, Wednesday, 29th of January. This is Matty Munster from Dingley, Victoria, presenting the final episode of After School Session. Will it be a cliffhanger ending or season finale? One way to find out. But joining me tonight is a Triple R legend, host of Livewire on Saturday nights from 10 o'clock, Paulie P. How are you, mate?
Good afternoon, Matty Munster. How are you?
Absolute pleasure. I'm very good. Thanks for coming on.
It's an absolute pleasure.
We kicked off the show tonight with The Mighty Caesars, a lie detector from 1989 release, John Lennon's Corpse Revisited, because the 89 release, year of my birth. You're a big Billy fan?
Not a huge fan, but I saw him when he came out, and he was great.
Was that like 10 years ago or something?
I don't know. It was at Meredith. They all seem like one sort of big festival over 35 years.
I remember Kelly Lang telling me a story that apparently... Billy's the only thing he said on stage was, "Is Dave Lang here?" And he was overseas. And what a shout out from Billy.
That, and he borrowed a whole lot of vintage amps and I think blew one of them up.
Tim Rogers told me that I think he bought into modern PA. He's like, "I'm not using that modern rubbish." And it's a strange cat.
I love him though.
Oh, me too.
And the chicken farmer.
Yes, I do. So I said you're the host of Livewire, but
host of Livewire. Yeah.
When did you, because you started with Best on the Brat, that was your first show?
Yep, Best of the Brat, yep. Started that at Triple R in 1996 with Glenn Dickey, and Holly C, Marique Hardy.
And you've then went to Livewire, so no break, you've basically been on air since 96.
Yeah, they both moved on. Marique went to Triple J Breakfast, then Glenn had to move to Sydney for work.
Yep.
And I was quite comfortable. We were on a Tuesday night at Triple R on a 10 p.m. till midnight slot, and I just stayed there playing my favourite music, and for some unknown reason, I'm still there.
And it's a pretty well-known show. Well, both the shows you've done, they're pretty well-known shows considering they're in sort of a late-night time slots.
Well, you got to, you know, fight harder. And sometimes those late night time slots are a lot more people, different listeners to our show don't listen to a lot of the breakfast shows and the day shows. You know, there are just nighttime people out there, Maddie, like you.
I can vouch that because I've done four graveyards on the hours with the Butcher, and one of them was with Joanne, and we had a bunch of... friends of mine called in, the usual suspects, nine people, but a bunch of other people I didn't know actually rang up. So it's great knowing no matter what time of day you're on, there's always an audience out
there. There's always someone listening. You'd be surprised who listens.
It was funny, I think that because Livewire is a show that celebrates live music, and it is an interesting time slot, 10 o'clock, which is on Saturdays, which is peak
gig time.
Gig time, but as again, you know, people, and obviously people listen on demand, so obviously a way around it, but obviously the core audience. I mean, I was listening in last Saturday and plenty of people texted in.
Yeah, we get, we've got a text line that's this high, highly used invention in the radio studio now. You know, it's a bit of technology that we just laughed at, but it's really good. Listeners text in all the time, and not all of them are abusive.
Well, I remember you read the text off one fellow who said, stop talking and get to the music.
That's right, yep. So we spoke for another 10 minutes.
And that's the thing, is that I love that show, because Narelle and Nerida and Pat, did you have any previous relationship with them before you did the show?
When we used to do Best of the Brat, Nerida used to do one of the very first, if she's listening, she'll probably yell at me, but it's what I would call podcasts. This was back in about 2006 or seven. So we got to know her via that, and then when I started doing the show, Livewire, I started doing it with Glenn, who I'd done Best of the Brat with, and our late great friend Genevieve Blackmore, and a good friend of ours, Rosemary Walton, who is in, she's always worked in the Triple M type environment, which is great for her. She joined us, and she was on Livewire until she got... Well, Eddie McGuire took over. He said, she's mine.
But I do love listening to, because you, Nerida and Pat, you know, it sort of feels like, I think the best radio or podcasts are the ones where, you know, it just feels like you're at the pub, or just like a bunch of mates at the pub, and as the listener, you feel like you're eavesdropping, or actually feels like they're mates of yours. And that's the vibe I get off Livewire, which is why I always love listening in. And I mean, the music's great always, but I'm just happy for you guys to go on and talk.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's a scandal. We've only been in court once.
Once?
Yeah.
After how many years?
I don't know. I can't count.
Oh, well, you take it. I mean, well, since you've been on in 96, I think you take that record.
Yeah, so 30 years. Yeah, 29 years.
Is it sort of a loose thing? Just like, it's not like, you know, I've got to get my story in, or we've got to get the songs in, just that. Just play it as it comes.
Yeah, that's right. I suppose that's the other beauty of doing the late night show, that's not like... you know, nobody's holding their breath waiting for the next 3-minute song to be played or anything like that. Not that there's anything like that at Triple R anyway.
Sure. That's the best kind of radio. We can just do what you want and have the freedom. Right. So we're going to play a track now. This is a request of yours, Split System, Ringing in My Head.
Yep. Great band, Split System. For those of you that don't know, they are from Melbourne, mostly from Mornington Peninsula way. A couple of members are from Melbourne, but very hard rocking band, write great songs, a lot of action, and don't get too close to the front in case you want someone's head on your head. You've seen them a number of times.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, so it's all adrenaline with Split System.
High energy rock and roll is best. You're an after-school session on 3CR. Welcome back to After School Session here at 3CR. This is Matty Munster with Paulie P. It is 6:44. In that bracket of two, we heard Split System ringing in my head off the first record they did called Volume 1. I always love that when bands call their... It's either Volume 1 or Greatest Hit as their or Greatest Hits as their first record.
Yeah, like the Travelling Wilburys.
Travelling Wilburys. Who's the Billy Childish band? The Pop Ravettes. And of course, Cheech and Chong with just their Greatest Hit.
Yeah, there was the Heartbrokers. I hope I got this right. The Heartbrokers, a local band. And their debut record, I think, was Volume 2.
That's right, yeah. It wasn't Volume 1, yeah. Van Walker, a great power pop band, yeah.
And they got a new band just coming out.
Really?
Mm.
Fantastic.
Hex Heads, yep.
Beautiful. And, of course, that was off the Drunken Sailor record from 2022. And after that, we heard Amel and the Sniffers with Me and the Girls off their new recording, Cartoon Darkness. Paula, you went to see them on Friday night at the Bowl.
Yeah, me and about, I don't know,
half of Melbourne.
15,000 people. It was great. It was it's always good going to see a band that's just started in Melbourne in, you know, recent times, writing their own songs, playing all over the world, and coming back to Melbourne just to, it's like a, it's like Christmas dinner with them. They're just saying, here we are, coming home, and it was great. Everyone loved it. Wild Night Out.
It's one of those things you heard about in the 80s, bands like the Go-Betweens and the Birthday Party. It was like they had to go overseas to get the respect, whereas they were someone... I mean, I think, yeah, obviously they've done the Bowl, so they get bigger and bigger, but they sort of got the respect here and then went overseas and just nailed it.
Well, that's right. It's renowned, Birthday Party, even AC/DC. Sort of were run out of town, and then they came back and did a tour. When they came back, it was called The Little Have Made It. The Little Somethings Have Made It. And that was because that's what people sort of thought of them when they came back. But I think Amel and the Sniffers have been popular for a long time. But to play... Firstly, when I saw a gig booked at the My Music Bowl, I thought, wow. Because they had played there before. I think after COVID, there were a few gigs at the Bowl.
Yes, I was there for a few. A private function, the Meanies.
Yeah. But this was out of control, like the light show and the sound and just everything, and they are on. If they ever do it again, go, Maddie.
Will do. Last time I saw was at Franger at when Collingwood, it was the night Collingwood beat Frio in the 2022 semi-final, then we ran upstairs the band room to see him. Unfortunately, we missed Cutters.
Yep.
But the first time I saw him was at the Last Chance when it was an end of tour party where they played in the front bar for $2 entry.
Well, you could afford that.
I could afford that, yeah. Yeah. I remember that day clearly because it was the day Marquis Smith died.
Wow. Yeah. That's so what year was that?
2017, 2019.
18, wow. Yeah. So, all right, they've come along and they're good, but yeah, Last Chance would have been a good time for $2.
Absolutely, yeah, and it was just on the door only, so you can imagine how many people were there before the doors opened.
Yeah, $2 at the door. No pre-sales.
No pre-sales, nap, as it should be. Let's keep the tracks going. This is another request of yours. This is Frenzy and Rats in Here.
Frenzy, yes. Have you caught the Frenzy?
I have not caught them yet, but someone, speaking of Amel, someone told me that they were front row for this the other night to see them. And
They were at the My Music Bowl.
And I think it was like the last couple of weeks, just every time I go on the Facebook or the Instagram machine, I just hear Frenzy, and a friend of ours were talking off air, Glenn, he took a video of them, and I thought, oh my God, I got to go see this person.
That's Glenn O from G-Troid, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, he's a man of himself. You got to have the full name. Glenn O from G-Troid. Right. But this band, Frenzy, they're born in Melbourne from Crete, so they moved to Crete. They're the children of George Zalouris. Are you familiar with Zalouris White? Jim White plays with their father.
Okay.
And so they've got good pedigree. They play traditional Greek music too. They've done a couple of shows since they've been out here on this tour. But it's two brothers and a sister that just play the fastest, rockingest punk music you've heard. They were here a year ago and we saw them a few times here in Melbourne, but this time they've played a lot of shows. They opened Meredith.
Oh.
And everyone went crazy for them. So it is actually a Frenzy. So I do suggest, Maddie, you go and see them before they're going back home at the end of this month.
Oh.
What month are we in?
January.
I think at the end of next month.
Okay, so I've got a few weeks to go.
Yeah, so make sure you go and see Frenzy. You will not be disappointed.
All right, tonight I promise I'll go see them while they're in town.
Perfect.
Let's hear the track Rats in Here. You're on 3CR. Well, I love that little kick drum at the end. I was about to press pause, but I love that little bit at the end. Welcome back to 3CR. It's an after-school session. Matty Munster here and Paulie P. Taking you through to 7:30. It is now 6:55. In that bracket of two, we kicked off with the Frenzy Rats in here, off the 2024 debut LP, What's Wrong With Me. As I said, I've seen a few videos of them, but I will get to see them live.
They are like rats too. They just keep going and going.
Excellent. And after that, we heard Laura Nada with I Want to Believe, the 2023 single release. Paulie, those two tracks were a request of yours. And as I was saying off air, Laura Nada, I must admit, I'm not familiar with them, but you said...
Well, look, I've got to correct you there, okay. Matty. It's Laura Nada.
Nada, thank you.
Now, if we say it slowly...
Nada.
Nada.
Nada. Laura Nada.
Laura Nada. Right?
I get it now.
And the whole band, it's a bit of a theme that they've got. So they've just released a record. Well, when I say released it, they gave me a copy of their record. And it's just about to be launched. It's an all-star band. Laura out front. Tori on bass, who's from another band called Steel Wheels. The great Melbourne comedian Jonathan Schuster on keyboard, which is an experience to watch. And on drums is Jim, and on guitar is Aiden, and they're both from the band Private Function.
Oh.
But they are one of my favourite bands in Melbourne. I've probably seen them more... I've probably been to more of their gigs than probably some of the members in the band have at certain points. But, yes, I do love them a lot. They're really good. So look out for Law and Order. I'm not sure where they're playing next.
I'll definitely keep an eye out.
Laura.
Laura Order.
Norda.
Laura Norda. Paulie, so we spoke about Livewire and Best of the Brat, but you also did a week of Fake Fasters the other week.
Oh, the breakfast show, yes. Yeah. Yes, every year at Triple R when the Breakfasters have a break. It's sort of a rotating group of Triple R type presenters, not specifically people that do shows. There are people that just do segments and, you know, have done bits and pieces at Triple R. So, yes, I did a week with Vanessa Toholka, who does the Bite Into It show, and a lady named Scout Boxall.
And you were a...
comedian.
And you were in the weather on that, weren't you?
Yeah, so I was doing the weather. That's right. I hope it was accurate. Well, I don't really care, but yeah. I was reading the weather, yes.
What's it like? I mean, obviously the two shows are Best of the Brat and Livewire, specialist shows where it's your domain, and and obviously the people you present with you know very well. But what was it like sort of, I guess, breakfast, which is, you know, I guess the mainstay show where you got to talk about everything, and also with two people that you haven't really worked with before? What was that like?
Oh, it's good. I've done it a number of times, not bragging, but you know, it's different every time.
Sure.
The whole thing is that you do it to a sort of agenda that they've got, you know, like there's set times, there's the news, so you've got things to think about all the time. So it's not really that you take it over like I would on my own show.
Sure.
So it's a bit different, but you find common ground. You have a bit of a conversation with your co-hosts. And there again, you know, phone calls and texts from people, and it's a different environment to what I'm used to. You know, most of the people that listen to The Breakfast Show have probably never heard of me anyway.
Sure. And I guess you talk about prep and all that sort of stuff like that. Obviously, with Livewire, late night, you could probably just text Nerida and Pat on the night, but on the day. But
how'd you know?
Just a guess. Yeah. But with breakfast, obviously, 6 o'clock start, is there sort of a debrief before the show? Meeting before the show? Is it just
no, nothing at all.
Okay, just get on with it.
Yeah, just look, it's a little bit more relaxed for the summer fill-in.
Sure.
When it's an actual regular show, there is a bit more planning because they've got a lot of co-hosts, they've got a lot of guests,
yeah,
so you have to sort of be aware of what's coming up and, yeah, bit more emphasised on what you have to organise during the year.
And how'd you go with the early start?
Oh, yeah, not bad. I say not bad. For work, I've generally always woken up at, you know, 6, 7, 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Not 8 o'clock, but 6 or 7 for most of my life. But when you're doing the breakfast show, once you get to sleep, if you try and get to sleep at 10 or 11 o'clock, you've got this anxiety that you're going to be late. So I found that if I get up at 4 or 4.30, I'll just stay up.
Yeah.
But the first 2 days, I woke up at 3.30, which was all right. You know, you go and do the show and that's fine. But yeah. I was going to work after it.
Yeah.
And by about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you're kind of like a zombie.
Just reminds me of that Bill Hicks joke. I my everything go to school. I just couldn't make up for that 9 o'clock class. And I was doing a night school. That's sort of my attitude towards doing breakfast radio.
Exactly the same thing. That's right. Well, it is school radio.
That's true. Let's play another track. This is another request of yours, Cable Ties.
Cable Ties, great band. I haven't seen them for a while. I don't know if they're playing much, but I do know that the bass player, Nick, is in a new band. I think he's playing with Michael Beach, and he's got another band.
Okay.
But the drummer, Shauna, is in about 4 or 5 bands, which is great to see. Saw her last. She plays bass in Leatherman.
Okay.
And plays drums with Lothario.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a few more, but, you know, I don't want to tell you about all of them. We want to hear Cable Ties, and this is one of their great songs.
Indeed. It's I want to. It's Time For You. You're on 3CR.
Fire post. wish I was Tex Perkins. I wish I was Tex Perkins. I wish I was Tex Perkins. He's a killer with the ladies. He's every sun-kissed Aussie girl's favourite kind of shady. Lascivious, oblivious, in his gasoline-stained Dax, he waits to meet your daughter on the wrong side of the tracks. He's every high-flying businesswoman's idea of rough trade. Even brainy feminists queue up to be enslaved. He flings his tradesman's ladder up to your wife's balustrade. He goes on like that endless road, he just keeps getting laid. He stands astride your bedhead with those slightly bandy legs. 1,000 girls call him in the night, no one ever calls him Greg. No meat and three veg suburbia for this man, if you please. He's Tex Perkins. He eats roots and leaves. Probably rhyming slang for totally unlimited hot sex. I wish I was Tex Perkins. I wish I was Tex Perkins. I wish I was Tex Perkins, though I'm worried about his smoking. I can't see TP on an IV in some hospital bed choking. But that's how we're different. He don't worry about no future. He don't think about a cancerous football bladder bursting from a suture. He don't think about amputation, the surgeon's circular saw. Sorry, I got a bit morbid there. I really should get out more. Let's get back to why Tex is our kind of guy. Unlike me, he doesn't need a persona in which to hide. He doesn't need my cowboy hat, my crappy reinvention. He never had to say, suppose a root's out of the question. With his magnetic crotch, he's quick to scotch mere trifles like these. He's Tex Perkins. He eats roots and leaves.
Welcome back to After School Session on 3CR. It is bang on 7:10. Matty Munster and Paulie P. We'll be taking you through to 7:30. In that bracket of two, we kicked off with Cable Ties, Time For You, track three off the 2023 All Her Plans off the great Poison City Records. And after that, we heard Root with I Wish I Was Tex Perkins off the 2008 release. Root supposed he was out of the question, and of course featuring DC Root, which of course was Damien Cowell. Of course, you may remember as Humphrey Biff LaBear from TISM. And quick story about that. Damien Cowell did a retrospective show at the Corner. It was the night when Carlton played Melbourne in the semi-final in the 2023 final series. I was talking to these two young fellas, and they noticed my T-shirt. They said, Shep and an Airplane. I said, yeah. They said, we opened for them at the Bowls Club. And I said, oh. And I realised it was Jimmy and Elmo from Persecution Blues.
Oh, so I thought you were going to say something important. They were my children.
Your kids, yeah.
Oh,
and,
that's good.
And we got talking, and because, I mean, you know, I might have said hello to him, but I didn't really get a chance to chat to him. So yep. We had a great chat, and they said to me, did you ever get to see Root? And I said, I saw them two or three times, but the first time I saw them was at their album launch at the ESPY.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Tony Martin had the great show Get This, which was, you know, religious listening to me as a kid. I finished my final year 12 exam, business management, went home.
Did you say Root or Tism?
Root.
Root, okay. Yeah.
So I listened to Tony Martin's final Get This broadcast, then went to the Gersh. Was it the front bar of the Root CD launch?
Yes.
And Tony Martin introduced him.
Yep.
And I said I was at that show. I said it was my final day of year 12. And I think Elmo and Jimmy were like, oh, we were like two or three at that time. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the night. May or may not be the night. I'm pretty sure Root played in the front bar once and Tex Perkins was in the back bar.
That's right, yes.
Oh, imagine that. All in the one place.
One place, it's all coming together.
Beasts of Suburban.
Great EP, that. Yes. Paulie, have you seen that, or have any interest in seeing that Bob Dylan bio?
Oh, I think so. I'd like to see it, yes.
Okay. It's, yeah, I watched High Fidelity.
Yep.
Like for the first time the other week, and that Jack Black character, I think, aside from the evil Dean in Animal House, he was probably the most slappable character in movie history for me. I just thought, this is not how record store people act. And if these were how record collectors act, I don't want to know them. That scene where he really gives it to the guy because he's nerdy and he won't sell him the Beefheart record. I just thought, no, these
are... Oh, you mean musical snobs?
Yeah, musical snobs. I mean, yeah. They exist. And
they're
I,
everywhere.
I can be a bit like that, but I'm not to, like, you know, oh, no, you're not wearing the right shirt. I'm not talking to you. I just thought, I don't know. It seemed a bit pretentious to me. And I thought, you know, I see the Mummy's records in the background. I thought... Were they legit or were they just trying to get credibility off people like me? So I don't know. Did you enjoy the film?
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Really? Yeah, it's... I like that because it was based on the book by Nick Thornby. And we mentioned Marquis Smith before. There was that great line about how drips like him and David Bedell ruined soccer from a working man's game to a middle-class sort of hobby. So, yes, book and the film I don't recommend.
No.
And I said the Bob. Now, the reason I mentioned Bob is because there's a scene where Jack Black yells at the guy saying, you haven't got blonde on blonde, what are you doing? And I don't have it either, so.
Well, you know, not everyone has to have it. Everyone's different. Everyone's got different things they like.
But I will play my favourite Bob track, and this is dedicated to my friend Kevin.
Have you seen the movie?
No, I haven't seen it either, no.
Are you going to go and see it?
I might say. I didn't mind the Scorsese doco about the first 6 years. I quite liked that.
Okay.
But this is my favourite Bob Dylan track, and... If you got my phone number, text in. I'll buy you a beer the next time I see if you can guess who's actually doing the vocals here. You're on 3CR.
My blues away, yeah.
Welcome back to After School Session on 3CR. It is 7:16. Matty Munster here along with Paulie P. And as I said, no one texted in. That was actually Christopher Guest, of course, from Spinal Tap. And that was from National Lampoon's Lemmings. Positively Wall Street is the name of the song. And,
nobody guessed it.
Nobody guessed it, no. Oh. Yeah, I'm not sure how well known that album is. But as I said, it's a cracking record. It's a parody of Woodstock with John Belushi playing Wavy Gravy, and Christopher Guest does Bob Dylan and James Taylor, and John Belushi also does his famous Joe Cocker impression that, of course, he did on Saturday Night Live. So if you can check it out, or check it out on YouTube, you can find a live performance where it's got, also Chevy Chase is involved, Gina Reinhart, so the early stars of Saturday Night Live are all a part of it.
Perfect.
Paulie, now, you also we've spoken about your radio career, but you're also a drummer as well in a snake machine.
Oh, hang on, don't go too far. No. I sit behind the drum kit and hit things, but yes, okay. I'm in a band called Snake Powder.
Snake Powder.
Yeah.
Is that your first band? Or?
Well, not really. It's probably the first band that, I hope no one's listening, it's probably the first band I've actually liked being in,
okay.
But I don't find myself to be too excited playing the drums. When I was a kid, I played the drums when I was a kid, and then I'd go out and see bands and kind of thought, it seems way too much work to carry a drum kit to play the gig for the night, and I don't get that much out of it.
Sure.
Not, you know, that I need to get cash or anything. I just didn't get much enjoyment out of it, so that's why I started doing the radio shows.
Oh, fair play.
But, yeah, it is good. We play a bit. We're playing a gig on the 28th of February.
Oh, great.
I'll only mention it because it's a benefit, and it's for the people of Valencia in Spain. Sam from Digger and the Pussycats is putting it together.
Oh, beautiful.
So it'll be a great lineup. It hasn't been announced yet, so look out for the lineup. You will be excited. 28th of February at the Old Bar.
Be there, and Sam did give it a shout out on at the Bowls Club on Sunday, so a very worthy cause. Get down there.
Horrible person. Not worth a shout out. G'day, Sam.
On you, Sam. Speaking of radio, we've spoken off air that you were one of the few people that interviewed Jay Maskus twice and managed to tell the tale. And I think the second time you managed to get an extra minute out of him.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, the first time was, I think it was down, it was at the Meredith Music Festival.
And you played it on Livewire.
On Livewire, yeah.
In preparation for the second interview you did, I remember.
Yeah, well, what the... The original one.
The original one. Oh, no, sorry, I think it was online, so
yeah,
I heard it recently. Yeah.
The original one, some nutcase has put it on, it's on YouTube if you want to look it up. Let's look up Jay Maskus and Livewire or Triple R or something. But he didn't say too much the first time. It was down at Meredith, and Triple R asked me if I'd like to interview him. I said yes, and then I wondered why I got asked to interview him. It's because everyone else said no. But he didn't say too much. He just got off the plane and then off a bus where he filmed a torrential downpour and wanted to show me the clip of it during the interview. So I wasn't into that. And then this time was much better, yes, about a year ago.
Wonder how we think the potential rain, you watching a video, would make for great radio.
I don't think he was concerned at all.
Well, I think that's... not many people, I think, can say they got a lot out of him. So, word-wise.
When I interviewed him a year ago, I sort of, you know, I had to ask him a few things. And you were talking before about he was asked to join Nirvana by Kurt Cobain. And I didn't necessarily want to ask him that. So, I pretended a kid asked me the question. And then he went on and said the same thing that you heard on the breakfast ABC that... You know, Dinosaur Jr. were doing a lot better than Nirvana, so he thought no.
Yep.
Maybe he regrets it. But the thing I did discover about him, I did a little bit of research on him, is that he lives in Uma Thurman's childhood home.
Really?
Mm. I think she's happy with him living there. I don't think it was sort of that he just turned up. So it's the same house. Oh. Good connection there.
Absolutely. Let's play a solo track from Jay. This is a track called Me Again. On 3CR.
Tell me everything you heard. gotten insecure. Gotta take it on your word. Said my mind is overrun. Said I'm till I'm free.
Welcome back to After School Session here on 3CR. This is Matty Munster from Dingley, Victoria, and Paulie P. And our time together is about to run out, and I mean for good, because this is the last episode of After School Session for now. Hopefully I'll get to come back, but I'll be on Planet X in 2 weeks, not this coming Thursday, but Thursday after. But we just finished the music with Jay Maskus, Me Again, off his second solo record, Title Star 2014. And talking of air, I mean... Yeah, he's a tough interview, but I kind of just like who he is. He's just his awkwardness, his shyness, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's why I love the Reed brothers from Jesus and Mary Chain. You know, they just don't hide who they are. They're just what you see is what you get.
Yep. I've interviewed them too. Jim Reed.
Oh, how was that?
Yeah, he's great. He just, it was on the phone.
Okay.
But he was talking, I mentioned his brother, and I think he said something pretty violent about his brother, which I thought they sort of make the Gallaghers look like, you know.
Schoolboys, yeah.
Well, they are. Yeah.
There's a great doco, Teenage Fantasies. It's about Scottish indie music, and it's narrated by Robert Forster for some reason.
Really?
Yeah. And Douglas Hart is interviewed from the band, and they told stories about those crazy early gigs where 15 minutes behind a curtain, and they got whatever the Scottish equivalent of the SAS was as security guards. It got that heated, and the Reed brothers were just basically just signalling, cutting the throats and into the audience, and the SAS guys were just like, you're on your own.
Fair enough. Well, that's comedy and rock and roll all in one.
Absolutely, yeah. I want to give a big shout out to Leroy, Miriam, Homebrew, Flash, and Kev for listening in tonight. Now, Paulie, I've been on air since August, and I finally get asked this question. How are the Pies going to do this year?
I don't know. I've got no idea. I think we'll either win or lose.
I think it's the last dance for us, I think so.
Really?
Oh, I think, you know, it's aging lists and all that sort of stuff like that. We've recruited well, but I don't know, see what happens. But, you know, football season's come up, I'm excited. But still, we've got the Shield season to come, which ought to recommence. So
you got a big Collingwood listenership here at 3CR?
I don't really get too many text messages. I keep forgetting to say on air that we're on beautiful Smith Street, but on the Fitzroy Street, not the Collingwood end. I always meant to open the show with that, but you've just jogged my memory, so thank you for that.
That's all right, maybe next time.
Next time, And once again, February 28th, the benefit gig at the Old Bar.
Yep, benefit gig for Valencia. Yep, there's a few bands on there.
Beautiful.
Look out for that.
And of course, Livewire this coming Saturday. Anything we should look out for?
This Saturday night, yeah. We've got an interview in the studio with a band called Alarms from Bendigo.
Look, I know those guys, yeah.
They're very loud.
Great band, yeah.
Yeah, so they'll be in on Saturday night. So thanks for having me here today.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for coming on, Paulie.
No problem.
Also, I just want to give a shout out to Hugo Race and Michelangelo play St Kilda Bolo Sunday 23rd at 6 p.m. sharp. Special guest Cam Butler, that'll be upstairs. And once again, thanks to the Bowls Club for letting us do the Digging the Pussycats and Speak Chips gig on Sunday, which is great. It's great to see you there, Paul. Thanks for coming.
It was a great gig, yes. Get down there. Support the Bowls Club. It's a good environment, good people. Go and see everyone.
And of course, cheap beer.
More importantly, yes.
Thanks, everyone, for listening tonight, whether you're listening live or listening back on demand. It's been great presenting an after-school session here for the last couple of weeks. I'll be back on Planet X. Not this coming Thursday, the Thursday after. Thanks to Inez, thanks to Michelle, thanks to Paul Elliott, who got me in here. It's an absolute pleasure to be part of Radical Radio here on beautiful Smith Street. This is the last article session. Hope to see you soon. You're on 3CR.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast. If you found it valuable, please consider donating or subscribing to support independent community radio. To find out more, go to 3cr.org.au.